Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Fantastic Mr. Fox. Theatre has been well served by author Roald Dahl in recent years, or perhaps that should be the other way round. The multi-award winning Matilda continues to draw crowds in the West End, and the mega-budget Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is soon to launch on Broadway, having just finished a successful run at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane. Now we have this new musical from another Dahl story, adapted and fleshed out character-wise by Sam Holcroft, and with songs by Arthur Darville. But while there are many things here to enjoy, it's a production that's probably too uneven to reach Matilda-type heights. Mr. Fox, played by Greg Barnett, is the coolest, most daring dude in the countryside, and takes on the job of gathering food for his family and other animals, badger, mouse, mole and rabbit. But after one too many raids on their land and livestock, farmers Boggis, Bean and Bunce decide to hunt Mr. Fox down once and for all. It becomes a test of cunning that puts Fox on the back foot, and he's faced with not only surviving the farmers' guns, but also keeping his clan fed. The opening scene promises much, containing the delicious dark humour that makes Dahl so popular with all ages. Unfortunately, as we progress, there's little sense of real jeopardy in the furry friend's plight, while the Stronger Together message is shoehorned in with little subtlety. There are some nice characterisations, with the hard-working cast members relishing the chance to play Dahl's grotesque characters larger than life, and giving the show some heart. Richard Atwell, Raphael Boucher and Grifford Glynn as the three farmers are a fun mixture of hapless and evil, while Sandy Foster milks the comedy for all it's worth as Rabbit, although she does play things at the top end of the shrill scale. Sadly, there's a fine line between pace and chaos, and the lack of any perceived threat never really draws us into the danger. A scene involving an escape from a chicken coop saps the energy rather than excites, and achieves the odd combination of being both frantic and flat at the same time. Arthur Darville's songs, a mix of doo-wop pop and musical theatre, lift the spirits, particularly a rousing finale from our heroes, but by then it's all felt like a bit of a long haul. Fantastic Mr. Fox continues at the Lyric Theatre Hammersmith until the 19th of February, and then tours the country. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.